a world.
I met you before.
Well, well, well. Howdy doody.
Howdy. Howdy doody. My dad used to watch the crap out of Howdy Doody.
TV and what it used to be.
Nope.
Today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, Bop Karaoke. Looking for a new way to turn up the fun? Try Bop Karaoke, the most entertaining karaoke gaming app. With Bop Karaoke, you're not just singing, you're playing a game. Choose from country, pop, R&B, or hip-hop. Set your level of difficulty and let the fun begin. With gamified features, scoring, and leaderboards, you can compete with friends or just enjoy the spotlight solo. The best part? You can record and share your bops or keep them just for yourself. Whether you're a shower singer or a stage-ready performer, Bop Karaoke makes every note memorable. Ready to record yours? Head to bopkaraoke.com or search for Bop Karaoke in your app store. Let's make your next karaoke session one to remember. Download Bop Karaoke today.
That made me think about Andy Griffin.
Oh, no. I love the Andy Griffin Show.
The Andy Griffin Show.
That was a good show.
What's up, my brother?
My man, how you been?
Solid go, bro.
You know what I'm saying? They letting you breathe air over there or just water?
Hey, man. I get a tray slid under the door every now and then.
Exactly.
Like I tell somebody got to shovel this coal.
That's right. The fire ain't going to burn on its own.
Bruh, we need coal to keep this engine running.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Throwing a few bottles of rocket fuel once in a while.
Exactly. Well, I'm just going to tell you what I'm completely enthralled with is 3-Eye Atlas.
3-Eye Atlas. Okay. I don't know what that is.
Bro, I'm going to murder you.
You're
going to
melt my brain a little bit, I think.
Bro, 3-Eye Atlas is this gigantic interstellar object.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. I didn't know that was its name. Okay.
Yeah. Bro, it's on its way. And what's funny is so many people don't know about it.
That's right.
Like, they don't know about it. This thing is the size of Manhattan.
Yeah, it's like, what, 27 kilometers across?
It's hauling ass.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is for real or not, but different telescopes or whatever show this thing. And it looks like, what was your favorite movie? The movie that scared the shit out of you? The space movie.
Event Horizon.
It's like Event Horizon hurling towards Earth.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's real, but it's blinking and all of this and...
Well, and it's sneaking up behind the sun. So it's like, wait.
It's coming around the corner. It's like it's almost planned. It's like, yeah, I'm going to go behind your garage.
We don't want you to see us coming up.
We know that you know. Yeah.
But we're going to sneaky about it.
It's like those old school neighborhoods with the garage behind you and then the alley behind the garage.
Yeah.
They riding up through that alley slow.
Slow.
And I just have to be honest. I'm here for it.
Let's go.
Hey, you remember we were growing up that show V?
Oh yeah, hell, I was just thinking about that show the other day.
What was her name in there? It was a smoking hot piece in there.
Diana, or something?
No, it was Aaron something. Aaron Carr, or she was. I was like, oh, okay. No, it wasn't that. I'm thinking about Buck Rogers.
Yeah, you're thinking of Buck Rogers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause the main hot chick was Diana, played by Jane Badler.
Yeah. And it was like half the people were lizard people. You remember that?
Yep.
And half of them were geeked that the V people came and then half were like shitty.
Cause they were harvesting the people for food and they were sucking up all the water.
Right. And then one of them got pregnant. I remember this. And then
she
went in the refrigerator, was eating raw meat. I was like, oh, man.
Yeah.
So I'm one of the people that are here. And you know what I'm going to do?
You're going to have an alien baby?
No, of course not. I'm a married man. But I'm going to be like, I'm going to be the delegation. They're going to be like, okay, who do we need to take care of here? I'm gonna be like, okay. I got three sets of people that you need to just eradicate. Okay. Number one is anybody using their phone on speakerphone in public.
Oh my God, that's the worst.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Just a laser.
Vaporize.
That's number one. Number two, all mm-hmm. the kids that are saying 6'7". Sorry, parents, they're gone. 6'7". Man. 6'7".
That's harsh.
You're saying 6'7", you're done. And then the last group, anybody that is in a meeting and they say piggyback.
Oh, you got your bingo card?
I just want to piggyback on what Alexei said.
Goodbye.
Bro, Thanos, all of those people, and then we'll be great.
Snap. Snap. Y'all been raptured. Call it whatever you want.
I was just talking to my grandson, getting on the plane. Oh, sorry, Papa.
I was
Papa.
Just at the airport, and it was somebody doing that, like, on speakerphone. And I'm just like, what is wrong with you? Or worse is like YouTube video with no headphones. I'm like, that's worse, I think.
It's getting worse. We've talked about this in the past. I've even posted about it, but
yep,
it's worse. And I think what it is it's sort of like, a pacifier for people.
Mm-hmm.
You know how you get stressed out and you see how your social media presence goes up a little bit, like you're doom scrolling.
Yep.
Like if you're stressed or what have you.
You've been on Instagram a lot.
You should cut this off.
Yes is the answer.
Yes, yes. But I think people use phones as pacifiers.
I agree completely.
Right. And I feel like we talk about this often, but it seems like people are even more stressed.
I sure think so. As somebody who feels extra stressed in general, personally, I would agree with that.
Yeah. Cause I was thinking about this and, I've always kind of been a night owl, right? Mm-hmm. My dad was a cop. So I just, aunts, nurses, I can get by on 5-6
yep.
hours of sleep, you know,
but not 6-7, not 6-7. 5-6, no problem.
Hey, goodbye. Aliens. I'm not. But now I'm trying to do a better job of sleeping.
Yeah.
Right? Like, get your sleep.
Yeah, no, you know, I've noticed.
Take a melatonin. Take a gummy. You know, whatever you need to do to go to sleep.
Right.
But then what I saw, I'm like, look at all of these sleep meditations that are out here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's telling you that a lot of jokers out here need sleep meditation.
It wouldn't exist if it wasn't
it's
a thing.
It's everywhere. YouTube.
Yep.
Insight Timer. Peloton.
There's also like the algorithm too. Like once you are like, oh, let me like this or, oh, let me search for this. You are.
Sure.
They're going to wrap that blanket around you like, oh, you really want to look at meal prep cooking. I'm going to flood your feed with meal prep recipes.
For sure. For sure. It's just the sheer amount that's out here.
Yep.
You know, because there's only so many. It's a ton. There's only so many YouTube videos on building cabins, right? It's like there, but it's not like every app you go to, somebody's building a freaking cabin.
Right.
But I guess I'm just saying that to say people are stressed and people ain't sleeping.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
And I try and do my best to stay away from as much drama as possible. As much, but you know what it feels like?
Go ahead. No. I was going to say, once the spaceship gets here, they're going to let us sleep more?
Oh, no. Oh, no. You will not be sleeping.
No, you don't need sleep, bro.
No. You remember I Am Legend, don't you?
Yeah.
Will Smith?
Yep.
You better get ready.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering if it's more like Matrix, where they're going to just turn us into batteries.
Mm-mm. Who knows? You know, this thing, but a lot of people have talked about this in a lot of different ways. The Incas have talked about this. Nation of Islam have talked about this. All types of, you know, the wheel in the sky. People have been, you know, people have been dealing with aliens and stuff for years, and for specific purposes, I believe our government has, you know, kind of quashed that information.
People can't handle, you know, the people. That's more than the normal brain can handle.
It's too much, because they want you to get up and go to work every day.
Right.
If I think aliens are coming, I'm not getting up and going to work.
No. Oh, I'm going to be out in the street staring. Huh?
You know, staring. Oh, come. You're going to have up a big sign. Come on. You remember
that Independence was Day.
Independence Day. They were on top of it.
Take me.
They were like, oh, well, you're coming. They're like, we're shooting you.
6-7. I'm ready for it.
6-7.
Oh, my God.
Please.
The 6-7.
Caitlin, no. Your false thought pattern saw dead.
I'm dead.
What happened to Dad? He said piggyback at work in the meeting. No, but I feel like we're just getting into this place that it almost feels like everybody is a temp. And it's fighting for life.
Right.
It feels like corporate America has turned into a big bullpen of temporary employees. And everybody, it is like WrestleMania 7 cage match with like 20 people in there.
And I think that's the way they want it.
Why?
Capitalism, dude. I mean, like, the less you feel like an asset and the more you feel like a commodity, the more that they are winning. The more that they can say and comfortably agree with, like, hey, headcount is a headcount. Like, you know, you're replaceable. You're disposable. Yeah. There's 20 more, maybe better than you waiting outside that door to fill your shoes.
Well said. And I have to beg, borrow, bite, steal to keep my position.
Yeah. That is the truth.
It just doesn't feel like there's humility or a sense of humanity in work. There was a time when you felt like people had empathy, and they had empathy for you. They had empathy for your situation, but there was a time when people didn't want you to lose your job.
No,
they didn't want. Oh, no. I don't mean that.
Right.
I just wish, I wish we could communicate better. And, you know, if he could send the drafts to me prior to the deadline a couple days earlier.
Right.
Right. But
I'm gunning for you. Not anymore.
No. Yeah. It's really like people do not care. It's always been one for all and all for one, you know, you got to take care of your family, but now it's Hunger Games 2.0.
Yeah. And I mean, it's like, it's tough because it wasn't always that way. And, you know, you talk about the U.S. leading the charge towards capitalism, and like capitalism used to be like a good word, right? And now it's like, you know, or, you know, and then you know, socialism, like, oh, you know, the communists Gestapo. And stuff, right? Yeah. It's like, oh, no. And it's like, well, maybe that wasn't such a bad thing in theory.
Yeah. Right. It's theory, because there's certain people, you know, there's certain places you go, and I mean, you go to different countries and people take care of each other. You know, they know who the poor people on the street are. And so they're leaving food for them. And we've gotten into this. And I felt like this was happening in the early 90s, but we've been driving towards the haves and the have nots. Like,
right.
You and I talk about being raised in the middle, right?
In the middle.
We were really middle class. You had two sides of your family. Mm-hmm. And some people add this and some haven't. You've got one side that may have, you know, a little more economic flexibility, if you will.
They could go out to dinner once a week.
They could go out to dinner once a week. There may be a Disney involved, or maybe a trip to Switzerland, right?
Christmas is a big deal.
Right. And then others, it may be a road trip to Wally World.
Right.
Yep. Right?
Yep.
So we had that. Now it's not that middle ground.
Mm-mm.
You're either loaded or you're check to check.
That's right. That's 100. I could not agree more.
You loaded or you check to check. And as we're talking right now,
mm-hmm.
the government is shut down.
True.
Bro, I mean, just the thought of going without a paycheck, but having to go to work without a paycheck.
Dude, I mean,
so what type of stress? And I mean, not just, you can't just think about TSA agents, because I think that's what hits people first. And that's what you hear about, the airlines. And
I hear more about the air traffic controllers, but yeah.
Air traffic controllers. But I also know IRS agents. Imagine getting a job for the IRS.
National Park employees.
Like, that's your dream. You've always messed with animals. And then now I got a job. I'm a ranger at Yellowstone.
I got to fight off Yogi Bear and not get a paycheck.
Yeah. And videotape silly white people trying to pet buffalo.
Oh, my God.
Hey, we adding those Yellowstone maniacs to the list?
Absolutely.
Oh, let's go pet the buffalo.
Let's go pet the moose. No, you're gone. After the moose gores them, then they go
after
poof.
The moose tramples them.
Yes.
Man. But imagine getting a job like that. When we were young, if you got a job for the government, that's a good job, boy.
Oh, yeah. You were like guaranteed.
You're not going anywhere with a job. Mm-hmm.
Well, have you heard now they're trying to wiggle their way to say, like, even if the shutdown ends, we might not be giving you full back pay.
Bro.
And I'm like, what?
you have to be thankful, and you have to, we have to get back to humanity again.
Yep.
I always go back. One of my favorite episodes we had was Halloween, right?
Mm-hmm.
Halloween, man. It's the best one we get.
Literally the best.
Cause it's human beings. Hey, I don't know you.
Right.
But you know,
trick or beer.
Trick or beer, or wine cooler, or Snickers,
or Twisted Tea.
Twisted Tea. Day.
I may have had a few of those over Halloween.
I may have had a few Twisteds. But it's the best. You're taking care of people. And I guess what I would say is, think about your friends and family that work for the government.
Yeah.
And
keep them in your thoughts, for sure.
Keep them in your thoughts. And if there's a, I mean, if you picking up a pizza and if it touches you, grab a second one.
Exactly. Maybe and extra fruitcake.
Bro, that's nobody likes fruitcake.
Nobody likes fruitcake.
Speaking of that, that's what I'm sending out this year. Fruitcakes.
Fruitcakes. You're on my Scrooge list, motherfucker. Yeah.
But no, okay, you know, think about your folks and check in on them. And sometimes it's not that you gotta send them a check or anything mm-hmm. like that, but it's just to let them know that you're there. And
you're
you
in my thoughts. I'm thinking you're, about you. I see you.
I see you. I know. Mm-hmm. I know what's going on over there. I just want you to know I'm here for you.
Right.
And if there's something that I can do, that we can do within our limits,
right,
let it be done.
Exactly.
And that, I think, takes the steam out of some of these people.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Just to know,
for sure.
Because we can just be like, oh, I know they work. You know, mm-hmm. they work for the government, and I'm just going to wave. Hi.
You can't walk around pretending everything's okay.
So now they feel like they got the scarlet letter on them, right?
Right.
Like, now I'm being avoided.
Right.
Well, people are like, or you got people who are calling you every day. I would hate that. Like, if I wasn't
working. Okay, what can I do?
Hey, what's going on over there? They ain't finished this thing up yet. You know, you're going to be like, stop calling me. So I think they probably have both. They probably got an overly worried relative that won't leave them alone.
Mm-hmm.
And then they've got people who are distancing themselves.
Yeah.
So don't be one of them people distancing yourself. Lean in. Hey, you guys good? I'm going to pick up a bucket of chicken. Would you like some? Or just leave the bucket of chicken there. You know what I'm saying? Just do something. And I think that changes you. It alters you. It gives you empathy. And again, I think we just lost so much empathy. Mm. And then that's sort of why a lot of workplaces, it's the Hunger Games.
Yeah. And I think it fills up your tank too. I think like there's some, you know, fills up your well a little bit. Like, you know, it's like the mana, right? It's like, I'm doing good and I'm being rewarded by the universe in a certain way for doing, you know, you can go crazy and you can empty out your well and help everybody and get nothing in return. And that will deplete you. Uh-huh. But, you know, there's a certain amount of reward, universally for just thinking about other people, right? You know, karma is the word that comes to mind.
And it's undefeated.
Agreed.
It's undefeated. It always comes back to you.
100%.
Even if it's like the grungy, like what's the difference? You see people, you see homeless people or people that are panhandling all the time. What's the difference when it moves you to actually take action? There's something that's there.
Yeah, I know you're right.
Because you ride past a shit ton of people. Hey, praise Jesus. Just hungry.
I'm good. I'm straight.
Had a baby, veteran, hey, brother, yeah, you know, we'll sing for food. But then there are some people that are, you see them and you're like, hey, bro, here you go. Get yourself.
You feel drawn
in order. Yeah. Get yourself something.
And it's because they karmically deserved it and you were karmically ready to offer.
And whatever their soul, like their soul was talking to you.
Yeah.
Right. I think we just have to get back to having a soul. Cause I see people all day with zero souls.
Oh gosh. Yeah. I mean, speaking of zero souls, so this might get a little spicy and you don't have to agree with me, but you know, it was a tough summer for me. I had a little thing. We'll get to that eventually, but it was nice in that a lot of people reached out and were like, hey man, we heard the news. We've been thinking about you. We want you to be doing okay. And I love that. But it was the first time in a long time where it was like, it reminded me of the, well, we're going to pray for you. And I'm like, okay, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. But the thing that I think I have an issue with is I think people say it and then they don't do it. And I'm like, If you say you're going to do that, then you better fucking do that, because otherwise it's just a knee jerk saying, well, we'll pray for you.
How many people still get on their knees and pray other than my mother?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
I don't even say that. I'm just like,
right.
I'm sending you good energy now.
Couldn't
right
agree more.
Now I will, you know, I've meditated with you.
Yes.
And spoke the word. You want to do something? You want to pray with somebody? Then close your eyes and pray with them.
Be with right them. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Hey, man, you got 5 minutes? Hey, man, I just want to, let's just take a pause. Let's breathe. I just want to say, let's breathe good energy into your body. Let's breathe good energy into your soul. Let's breathe good energy into your family.
Yep.
Let's breathe good energy into us having confidence that we'll continue to overcome this. That's his money worth in gold, but.
Yeah, but when your neighbor says something about, well, we couldn't find Lucky last night, I'll pray for you. I'm like, that's not doing anybody on Facebook. That's not helping anybody.
It's so shallow.
It is.
It is.
I don't, you know, I'm not going
to
take.
I'm not trying to Yeah, I'm not trying to attack people, but
right.
I find that out of all the people I know tons of people. I know bar people. Yeah. I know like functioning alcoholic bar people.
Yeah.
I know people who are workaholics.
Mm-hmm.
I know people who if they don't hunt, they don't eat. They're just out here doing odd jobs.
Right.
I know all of them, but I'm going to tell you, the people who I see tend to be the most shallow and fake.
I know where you're going.
Have this big church or Christianity flag in front of them.
Could and that's not agree to more. Say
it's all of them, but it's a high percentage of people who are flying that flag of Christianity, church, the good Lord Jesus Christ. And some of them are the nastiest people I have met.
Acting like tool bags. Okay. So let's get into this. I don't think we've talked about this.
I said it.
Yeah. So let's get into it. The things that I'm about to say, I'm going to say with certainty that these are more or less facts. Tell me, you know, people out there, correct me if I'm wrong. Organized religion, right? Let's not talk about, we're not talking about spirituality. We're not talking about the love of Jesus or the belief in God or whatever, you know, whatever religion speaks to you. This is not the topic of what we're talking about. We're talking about organized religion, right? Uh-huh. It was created back in the feudal times. With a very specific purpose. Mm-hmm. It is not in dispute. The Church of England, right? The Catholic Church. These were organized situations to bring people in. Because you only live to be about 30, maybe, hopefully, right? Mm-hmm. And you made nothing.
Or if you got sick, they'd be like, he needs a good bleeding.
Right? Right, yeah. Or, you know, or the plague, right? You know, we're talking about where millions of people are dying every, you know, all over around you. You just go put stacks of people in the streets.
Keep your focus. I don't want you to lose. I don't want you to lose your focus.
Right? And so the Church of England, the Catholic Church, these places were created specifically so that the government or the, you know, the heads of state, the kings, the popes, the whatever, they could go in there and say, you must come and you must now tithe, please tithe to keep the Lord in your thoughts, right?
For the Lord.
10%. Like these are people that they had pennies, like the, you know, not accounting, you know, inflation aside, they made nothing. They made no money. Like, how do you tithe money when you're a farmer and you know, you're just putting food on the table? So it was a way to tax the poor under the guise of saying, but because you do this, when you die in like 6 months to a year, because
you'll be at the pearly gates.
You're going to the pearly gates. That's what organized religion was created to do.
Exactly. So, and can I add in one thing?
Absolutely.
Bravo to you, sir. Bravo to you. You stepped out. You stepped out on the ledge and put your foot out there like Indiana Jones and figured out that it was a step there, but it was invisible. I'm proud of you. You are speaking my language. The Council of Nicaea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That is when Caesar got involved, and it basically was like, hey, what you got going on over here? Oh, okay. Well, let's write something in there to where they're paying us, right? And so you will see that.
Yep.
You will see it. And I was engulfed in the church. I went to a Baptist church on Sunday where it was hooting and hollering, shouting, you catch the Holy Ghost, and pastors would preach. Thank you, Jesus. You know, and the goosebumps would get up, and I used to tell people. So I did that, but then my mom sent me to a Catholic church.
Right.
Yeah. Cool. So then I had to do that in the unity of the Holy Spirit. So I am
also with you, my Lord.
Peace be with you. And also
with you.
I am this gumbo of spirituality.
100%.
And so, look, is it real? Is there a spirituality? Yes, I love it. Because I tell people, they're like, oh, well, wow, you know, you go to this church and you'd invite people to. So why do you think, you know, the Southern Baptist churches need that, or those Southern black churches needed that? Well, if it was the 1940s,
right,
and you're in Mississippi, that's probably the safest time that you have.
True.
And like how you and I are talking about how stressful it is, imagine being there and you got the Klan and you got rogue cops.
Mm-hmm.
So church community. Church for you was the best time that you had. And damn it, I just had a hell of a week and I probably got to get you guys to scream and shout to feel good.
Right.
So that's kind of how we got into that shock deal. Right. But Catholicism on the other side, they do the same. Every Catholic church has the same message every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know that until I had been in school for 11 years.
Right.
And I was with my buddy, Derek Mazur. His mom was like, you guys make sure you go to church. And we went. And she was like, well, what did they talk about? And I'm like, well, how the hell we could make up anything? And she was like, no, it's the same thing. I was like,
your head exploded.
But getting back to the main highway here, I used to say it's quite interesting how there's parables of Jesus telling people to pay their taxes.
And it creates sort of this
following in this, I'm sorry, but a cult-like demeanor on not only paying your tithes, which that should be going into your pocket,
right?
Not the preacher's pocket who's driving a Bentley.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It should be going into your pocket. You should give what you can give.
I agree. I mean, we're all disgusted with like this. The United Healthcare CEO made what? $300 million or some shit, right?
Right.
For a healthcare company. And everybody's disgusted by that. Well, I mean, you got these heads of states, they're flying around in private PJs, private jets all over the place, you know, going, doing whatever. And it's like, how is that any different? Why aren't you disgusted by that?
And for me, that's why I kind of got away from it. And it, you know, when you come from a Southern Baptist family like me, they're like, what are all these Buddhas doing here?
Yeah. Right.
What is this?
Right.
And I just found that one, there are a lot of people who claim in that and they're not about that life.
Right.
You know, like my grandparents were about that life, but these new age, I'm Christians heavy in the church. Listen. This is not for all of you, but it's some folks in there that are some nasty ass people. And I saw it for myself. And then also in dealing with anger, sometimes you just can't just be like, oh God, you know, please, you know, help Alexei because I work with him and he be getting on my nerve. That don't work. That don't work. It's like, nope. I have to go within.
Correct.
And I felt like prayer was designed out.
Yeah. You need to look in
and the stuff that you're asking for is already in you, B. It's already there. So you're really just asking yourself.
Right.
And so if you flip that and you meditate, it's right there. And
Is it really any different? Nope.
it's not, but it's like, well, it's not sanctified by, you know, and somebody said this the other day. We've created an entire religion based upon one guy.
Yeah.
Which if people really, you know, if you really did digging, you would find out that there are hundreds of deities.
Yep.
That were born of a virgin.
Yep.
That were, you know, died and resurrected.
Yeah.
That's not the first one.
No, I mean, yeah, let's talk about it. I would love to have hung out with Jesus if he's a real person, if he exists, if his story is accurate, which hopefully it is. I'm not going to question
Jesus,
it or say
Jesus
it's not.
Jesus was a rogue dude.
He's a rad mofo.
He was rogue. He stood. We've seen him. We've seen people that are rogue. They get up and then they get. Well, I mean, Kennedy was a He was a rogue dude.
Right.
Blah. Martin Luther King. Blah.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? All of these people through history, if they peel your cap, then you're going against the establishment's directive. And what I would say is he was that. And they peeled his cap and then they rolled a wave off of it. And people,
do we know anybody recently that wants us to think they tried to peel their cap?
See? You see what I'm saying? Right? Like I gotta look like a martyr without being one.
Yeah.
And so
disgusting. You know,
yeah. And you're touching on so many different things, but I'll just say this as well. It's like that movie, what was it with the tiger? The, pie.
Oh. Yeah. The kid in India.
The life of pie.
It was pie.
Like, great story because it's like me. Look, I was introduced to God or spirituality via Christianity.
Right.
Like that was my portal. It was like my family introduced me via Jesus Christ.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to. That's just like your first food. You don't have to keep eating Kraft mac and cheese.
No,
because that's the first mac and cheese you had. But I've always said this: out of all the religions, Christians are the only one that tell everybody else that they're in the wrong religion
and try to take over the world in the name of it.
Yeah, I'm like, Buddhists don't do that. Muslims don't. They be like, hey, I'm Muslim. No, right. I don't eat that.
That's
I'm
okay.
Hindu.
That's not for me. That's for you. No, not for me.
Nobody else does that. But Christians will be like, oh, no, you worshiping the wrong Lord.
Oh, it's so bad, dude. It's so bad.
It's like, I'm like, chill. So that
are you that full of yourself that you think you're so cool?
It's so many cheeks in the armor, bro.
Oh, dude.
And again, I don't care. I'm not talking about all of you.
No.
I'm saying a huge amount are like friggin' brainwashed. And now it's so funny. You've got, with the rise of Trump, you've got these newfound, I don't know. I you know, listen, there are people who go to church that are in the KKK.
For sure.
So riddle me that one back, Batman.
How is Jesus going to save the head of the KKK?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, go to church.
And people will defend that. Oh, well.
But you're in KKK.
No.
So you follow Jesus?
You got a straight ticket one way, bro.
Bro. South. So all I'm saying is Christianity is an overcoat.
Exactly.
And you could be wearing whatever you want under there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's the good Lord Jesus Christ. But you are a complete maniac.
That's the problem that I have. Like, it's like, oh, if you just do, you know, say 10 Hail Marys and we'll absolve you of all your sins. It's like, well, I don't know if I agree with that. I did some bad stuff. I might need to repent a little bit more.
Well, let's not even talk about how many people were raped.
Oh, dude, the cat. Yeah. So bad.
I'm just like, okay, we out here. We have a platform. We didn't plan this.
Nope.
But this is what we're talking about. And that's my point. A lot of this, there are some amazing Christians.
Oh, completely. Here. Completely.
Amazing. But I'm just saying, and if you're listening to this and you're one of them, you know you got some people in church that you don't fuck with.
That's right.
And they go to church every week and they tithe and they're like on the usher board and doing all of this stuff.
Yeah.
And them some nasty ass people.
Yeah, I would never want to take that away from people. I just want to, I think you the same way. I just want to be like, hey, just think about why you're doing it and make sure that you're still doing it for the right reasons. Not because you have to, not because your parents told you, not because you're going to hell if you don't, you know.
And what's hell?
I don't know.
Come on, bro. It's the same thing for me. It's like Santa Claus.
Right.
Been naughty. Who's been nice? Right.
Right. It's, I was, yeah. Santa I was Claus. Like, is,
I,
yeah.
I'm not lying to my daughter. Never did. Like, I bought them gifts.
Right.
I bought them. So, great. I mean, great topic. I think it just folds around to some of the reasons why things are seeming so tough, or they're seeming so crucial out here.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people have sort of put a cross up in their house and, or go to church, and they think that that's absolving them of being the cock master all week.
Yes.
And it doesn't. It's about you. It's about Correct. You. Or not even, oh, bless. I'm too blessed to be stressed. Or right. how are you? And God bless you and bless this. And, but what are you in your heart?
Right.
And so you've got these people running around at work with you that don't care if you fall or not.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to these big churches, right, and you're in these scenarios, think about the message. Is it's like, you know, and how many times is the message around wealth and prosperity and please don't forget to give? Because it's like, you know, we need a new church, or we need a new thing, or we got to send. It's like, do you really need that?
Dude, and I don't know how valid this is or not, but there is a, in Detroit, there's a big church, the Winans, and we've seen clips of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll send you a clip, but the bottom line is this woman comes up and, she get in front of the church. She's like, it's just so much.
Yep.
Like, it's so much routine and.
Mm-hmm.
It's just weird shit. On behalf of the church and the saints, I'm giving 1,000 plus 300, you know, giving all of this money.
Mm-hmm.
And it may have been taken out of context, you know, from what I've done research. I guess she like got in the wrong line, you know, but he checked her in front of everybody. And the way it looked like, where he was like, no, I told you to come up here for 2,000. Right? And it's just like, bro, who has
$2,000
to be given $2,000 to a church that has a shit ton? You guys should be going up. You should be going up there and the church should be handing you $200.
That's correct.
Not capitalism. Just a stick in the shut in, you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah. I think corporate publicly traded companies realized, hey, we can learn from the church and we can do this. We can do it similarly. I don't think there's a significant difference between these mega churches and the CEO stockholder breakdown of a large corporate entity. I think it's the same thing.
I've always said that the 401k. You put all this money in your 401k, something happens, you got to take it out.
Penalties.
They rape you. That's my money.
Penalties. I put that money in. Well, we put some of it in too.
No, what they doing is they taking your money and that's floating them.
Yep.
That's floating them.
It's a big Ponzi scheme.
Bro, in 2008, man, they got me for like $90,000.
Yeah,
I have never been right since that. It just didn't equate to me.
Mm-mm.
I'm like, wait a minute. Y'all just sucking my money. One, back then, they didn't tell you. Nobody gave you any education on what these funds you were putting your shit in. There was zero education.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've got mine and the double X triple fund, this one. I don't know what the fuck that is. You know what I'm saying? But now it's just being sucked dry.
Yeah.
Sucking you dry. And then, but let's just say something happens and you need to get that money. They're like, oh, no, no.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
You can't have your money.
We'll give you a loan, but you got to pay it back.
Oh, my money? You know what I'm saying? And then they want to, most of these companies want to be like, this is so funny. You'll remember this, but you remember how companies used to be like, it's the giving season. You don't have to give, but
but until your department is 100%, we're going to harass you.
We're going to harass you, and then we're going to eventually pinpoint who hasn't given.
Oh, okay. You're making us look bad. And then we're going to guilt the shit out of you.
That might be your downfall, bro. Once more people are afraid of that company giving campaign.
Oh, man.
Like, immediately. But to that point we just made, churches should be giving out cash, bro.
That's right.
Ain't nobody got no $2,000 to be giving you just on one day.
Right.
When these people are like lifers that go in there all the time, that you're using free labor, they playing music for free.
And there are some that do that, and that's great. And that's how it should be. But there are plenty that don't.
Show me that on social media. Find me that. Even for the sick and shut in. Because it was somebody that was like, oh, this one mega church, he was like, well, don't get no money now. Bring food. You should always do that.
Right. Yep. I agree. Let's talk about some what shows you watching lately, bro?
Oh man. No, I want to stay on this dark shit.
We got next time, part two. If we have any listeners left.
Oh, we're gonna have some listeners.
I agree.
You know what I just watched, man? That's a damn good show. The Diplomat.
I knew you were stealing my shit.
Bro, have you finished this season?
I watched it in one night. It was
bro,
that
I watched. Just finished it yesterday.
It's so good. I'm like, you can't end it like that.
It's so smart because
it's really good.
I was telling Lisa, it's not just government, but it shows you sort of the posturing that you have to do in government.
Yep.
Right. Like, oh well, we can't have them in the picture. And what type of Bible are we going to use? And what's going to be in the background? And what do we call it? And we can't look soft. But that's looking like this. And it's like, wow. And then in the midst of it, you got some shady mofos.
Some shady motherfuckers.
Shady.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm Slim Shady.
Shady. I'm standing up because I'm the real Slim Shady in this bitch.
That was, that was season three. I watched that whole damn thing. One night I couldn't put it down. It was like,
it was 2:30
in the morning. I'm like, huh, oh, it's so good.
It was so good. Now I don't want to tell, but it's just like, you remember that one thing that she was going to own up to? If she had done that, it would have been scorched earth.
Yep.
And so it just shows you use your gut. And then sometimes you got to listen to other people.
Mm-hmm.
You got to listen to other people, player.
I got to.
Man, it's been good to see you, man.
It's been glad to talk to you.
Glad to be back. You like my background?
I do. Your headphones disappear once in a while, but that's okay.
I know, right? That's because of my white hair.
That's true. I gotta find us some this or that, man. I gotta find us some this or that.
No, what? The this or that is church or no church?
No church or no church? No church, baby. I'll pray in my house.
I'll pray in my house, man.
Yep.
I'll pray in my house and I'm okay. I'm okay with the Buddhas that I have and. There's some good Buddhist teachings out here.
Oh, the couldn't agree more.
The Eightfold Path, the Four Noble Truths.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. Let's give them one or two songs that are pretty hot lately. What you got? You got anything you're listening to lately?
Yeah, I do. What was that? I sent you something. What was that group?
You did.
Do, 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 do. What am I listening? Man, I'll be listening to the station all the time.
Chill. I love Chill.
Man, Chill is so good.
Sirius XM. Chill.
I can just work with it, you know?
Yeah.
But I will give you one right now, and I'm going to tell you, this is like, if you ever feel bad.
Put this check on.
The song is called Aura.
Aura.
It's by Avore, A-V-O-U-R-E.
I'm going to have to this, do that. Yeah.
That is, I don't care what mood you're in. It's going to change it.
Yeah.
Or by Avore.
I like it. I got another one too. It's called Blackout Blackout by All Things Break. It's some Deep House.
Deep House on Sirius XM. Sirius, give us some money and give us a station.
Right? 8 minutes too. Yeah. That's some good meditation. An 8 minute track.
Or
Aura by Avore is 8 minutes. I'm like, I like long songs.
Bro, that'll have you building cabinets.
Dude, right?
Oh, you'll be building cabinets and missing podcasts.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh shit, bro, we supposed to be recording, god damn it. Son of a bitch.
If that happens, I'll let you know.
As always, brother, I appreciate you.
I appreciate you, my guy.
Peace.
Peace.